to see everybody in the house of the Lord this morning. Let's stand and sing, "I'd Rather Be an Old Time Christian." Well, in this world I've tried most everything, and I'm happy now to say there's nothing like religion in the good old-fashioned way. I'm walking in the old-time way, and I want the world to know that I'd rather be an old-time Christian, Lord, than anything I know. I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. There's nothing like an old-time Christian with a Christian love to show. I'm walking in the grand old highway, and I'm telling everywhere I go, I'd rather be an old-time Christian, Lord, than anything I know. There are many things I'd like to be as my journey I pursue. I've longed to be a leader like a mortal man would do. I would like to be a millionaire with a million to bestow. But I'd rather be an old-time Christian, Lord, than anything I know. I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. There's nothing like an old-time Christian with a Christian love to show. I'm walking in the grand old highway, and I tell him everywhere I go, I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. Well, all the world is bright since I got right. Now sing and pray and shout. All my burdens have been lifted since my Savior brought me out. I would tell the world both far and near as I travel here below that I'd rather be an old-time Christian, Lord, than anything I know. Oh, yes, I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. There's nothing like an old-time Christian with a Christian love to show. I'm walking in the grand old highway, and I tell it everywhere I go that I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. All the world is bright. All the world is bright since I got right. Now sing and pray and shout. All my burdens have been lifted since my Savior brought me out. I would tell the world both far and near as I travel here below that I'd rather be an old-time Christian, Lord, than anything I know. I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. There's nothing like an old-time Christian with a Christian love to show. I tell it everywhere I go that I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. Oh, yes, I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. With a Christian love to show, I'm walking in the grand old highway. And I tell it everywhere I go that I'd rather be an old-time Christian, Lord, than anything I know. Oh, let's praise him this morning. Hallelujah.
Yeah. critics don't believe that the blood of Jesus saves. They say there's nothing to the word of God.
Oh, love the Lord, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Why don't you take some time this morning, step across, shake your neighbor's hand, tell them it's good to see him in the house of the Lord. Amen. Deacons, help me this morning. Let's worship the Lord with our tithes, our offerings. Amen. God bless you for your faithfulness to the house of the Lord. Amen. And the work of God. Let's give today as unto the Lord. Amen. May the Lord bless you for your faithfulness. Amen. Brother David Miller, lead us to the Lord in prayer, if you would, please. Amen. As we're receiving our offering this morning, let's go to the Lord in prayer. We want to pray for Brother Gene Davis, Sr. in the hospital, and got some procedures for tomorrow. So let's lift him up in prayer and ask the Lord to help him, and continue to pray for Sister Janice and her family, and her brother was laid to rest Wednesday. So let's remember just the Holcomb, the Rowe family. The Lord would be with them. Maybe you've got an urgent request. How about on my right side this morning? Amen. Any urgent requests we need to pray about? Sister Carol? All right, let's remember Sister Judy Livingston. She's still sick in her body. Let's ask the Lord to help her. How about in the middle section this morning? Brother Wayne? All right, remember this. Good to see Brother and Sister Barnes today. Amen. Pray for them. Ask the Lord to help them. Amen. How about on my left side? Any urgent requests? Amen. That we need to pray about? Sister Wilder? All right, let's remember these requests. Brother Wilder? All right, remember this. Any others today? Amen. Well, let's stand. Let's go to the Lord in prayer and ask the Lord to help us today. Father, we come to you. We love you for the day you've given to us. Lord, we praise you that you woke us up today. Lord, that you woke us up with power and strength. Lord, that we have the ability to come to your house today. Oh, God, to worship you, to love you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy, your power upon our lives. We just honor you. We just magnify and glorify your name. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Bless your name. Oh, Lord, we pray for Brother Gene this morning. God, would you touch him in his body? Would you help him? Lord, would you strengthen him? Lord, by the power of God. Oh, Lord God, today we just ask you to let healing virtue flow into his body. Raise him up and strengthen him, Lord, by your power, by your spirit, and by your grace, by your mercy, oh, Lord. God, let it be done. Let it be done, Lord, through the name of Jesus, that name above every name. Lord, that name that we call on today, that healing name, redeeming name. Hallelujah. Bless the people of God. Lord, we'll magnify you. We'll praise you for it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Can we just lift our hands this morning and love the Lord? Can we just praise him? Hallelujah. Thank him for his goodness. Thank him for his power. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, you've been good to us. Lord, you've been good to us. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your faithfulness. Lord, we thank you for your spirit. We thank you, Lord, for your power. Thank you, Lord. There's none like you. There is none like you. Lord, we know that you are the true and the living God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless your name, bless your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Brother Mark, sing for us today. Hallelujah. Praise the name.
Hey.
As they gamble for the road he wore, they chose the worldly trail. And they didn't think of eternity as the soldiers drove the nails. Will we learn from what they done or made the same mistake? Jesus or the world, my child, which one will you take? I'll take Jesus. I'll take Jesus. I've tried the worldly pleasures and they fail. When we see the face of Jesus and hear the Master say, me or the world, my child, which one did you take? The pages in my life has turned, my time is rolled away. Why, the greatest deeds that I had done won't have none on that day. And all my earthly treasures that I had laid away, why, they'll be to me just a memory. This you'll hear me say, I'll take Jesus. I'll take Jesus. You know, I've tried all the worldly pleasures and they fail. And when we see the face of Jesus and we hear our Master say, me or the world, my child, which one did you take? I'll take Jesus. I'll take Jesus. You know, I've tried all the worldly pleasures and they failed. When we see the face of Jesus and hear the Master say, me or the world, my child, which one did you take? I'll take Jesus.
Thank God, thank God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's give him praise this morning, church. Let's honor him. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God. Oh, we love you, Lord. We praise you and glorify your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank God. I'm glad I know that name, Jesus, aren't you? Amen. Psalms chapter number 26. Psalms chapter number 26, starting at verse number 1. Amen. I want to encourage those of you that have started reading the Bible on the Bible reading program this year to continue to do so, and appreciate all the wonderful feedback, and even some of the young folks and middle schoolers are reading their Bible through on that Bible reading plan, so I want to encourage you to do that. Amen. I just want to emphasize that. We're almost through the end of January, and if you'll just keep doing it, before long you'll just kind of get over that hump and probably just finish it. And so a lot of folks kind of fall by the wayside throughout the year, but I just want to really encourage you, stay with it, stay with it. You know the benefit, but don't allow anything to kind of get in your way, and don't get distracted, and just spend time doing that every day. Amen. And I appreciate God's goodness to us today. Psalms chapter number 26, starting at verse number 1, we're going to read all 12 verses of this chapter. I believe David in this chapter is certainly concerned about where his feet are taking him. 5 or 6 times he references where his steps are going, where he's walking. And so I want to talk to you today about watching where you walk. Watching where you walk. Amen. Psalms 26 and 1, the Bible says, judge me, O Lord, For I have walked in mine integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord. Therefore I shall not slide. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins and my heart. For thy loving kindness is before mine eyes, and I have walked in thy truth. I have not sat with vain persons, neither will I go in with dissemblers. I have hated the congregation of evildoers, and will not sit with the wicked. I will wash mine hands in innocency. So will I compass thine altar, O Lord, that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all thy wondrous works. Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house and the place where thine honor dwelleth. Gather not my soul with sinners, nor my life with bloody men, in whose hands is mischief and their right hand is full of bribes. But as for me, I will walk in mine integrity. Redeem me and be merciful unto me. My foot standeth in an even place. In the congregations will I bless the Lord. Amen. God bless you. You're seated this morning, watching where you walk. Amen. The Bible teaches us this is a Psalm of David. The exact context of when David penned it is somewhat speculative, but as we do read this chapter, we understand that David is throwing himself on the court of heaven. That David starts by praying to God and says, "Judge me or vindicate me." So David seems to insinuate to us that he is being falsely accused, that David is being accused by those around him, and he appeals to the court of heaven, and he throws himself on the court of heaven and believes that God is going to vindicate him, or heaven is going to judge him. And in the meantime, David says, in the midst of all of these uncertain circumstances, my feet are going to continue in a stable path. My feet are going to continue walking in integrity with God. And so I want to preach to you this morning about watching where you walk. And the circumstances of life may be varied for all of us that are gathered together in God's house today. But how many want to walk in integrity before God? How many want to be careful where your feet walk and where your feet take you? Not only where they take you to, but what they keep you from. Because David in this text refers to not only where he is going, but he also refers to what he stays out of. And sometimes we're known by both what we do and that which we refrain from doing. There should be a great caution this morning in all of our lives to remember that life is a journey. Life is not static. We're moving. We're on a journey toward God, or we're on a journey away from God. If all of us were honest today, we would have to admit we are closer to God right now than we were when this year started. Or maybe possibly we've slid back a little bit, even though it's only just the 20-something day of this first month of a brand new year. But we're on a journey this morning. We're moving, friend, and I want you to pay attention to that today, that as we talk about David's steps and the walk that he has before God, he points out several things, but I'd like to break it into three thoughts today, and that's the dedicated walk that David has at the beginning of this chapter, that dedicated walk and his prayer of integrity before God. He also talks to us about the disciplined walk, or what we need to refrain from, or the practice of integrity, staying away from some things because it will hinder our testimony for God. But then he concludes this chapter by saying, I'm going to walk in integrity. I'm going to stand in an even place in the congregation of the Lord. He said, I will. Six times he declares, I will do something before the Lord. I want to talk about his declared walk, or the privilege that we have in integrity in our lives, where it takes us to, and it's a joy to be able to serve the Lord. But notice with me,
verse number 1, the Bible says that David has that dedicated walk before the Lord. He said, I will walk in mine integrity. The David said that my life is not compartmentalized. I'm whole. I have integrity in my life. There's too many people that have learned how to be one thing on Sunday and another thing on Monday. There's too many people that, well, let me break it on down even simpler than that, that know how to do things at 11 o'clock on Sunday, but by 1 o'clock on Sunday, they've already flipped the switch and they went back to being who they were before they come to the house of the Lord. But David said, I will walk in mine integrity, in my wholeness, in my completeness before the Lord. David said that God has the ability, but not only the ability, David said, I've given God permission to inspect my life. Amen. I want that today. I want to know God in the power of his resurrection. I've come to talk to God today, but not only to talk to God, how many have come to allow God to talk to you today? Amen. That's what church is all about. Not just to talk to God and about God, but allow God to talk to us. David said that my feet are not going to, they're not going to slide. They're not going to be slipping. They're not going to be shaking. We got too many slippy, shaky saints in the 21st century, and the reason is because they have not put their trust in the Lord. David said, my feet will not slide because I have put my trust in the Lord. In the midst of all of that darkness, in the midst of being lied on and accused, and in the midst of all of that conflict, David said, I put my trust in the Lord. And because I know he's going to work it out, because I've got faith in him, my feet are on solid ground. I'm not a shaky saint, and I'm not slipping around serving God. Amen. I see too many shaky saints in the 21st century. Amen. But I want to be steadfast. Paul said it this way to the Corinthian church, that God is able to make you steadfast, unmovable, unshakable in the work of the Lord. Amen. I'd like to have a stable church today, wouldn't you? Amen. Wouldn't you like for your feet to be on solid ground? Wouldn't you like to know that your feet are on the rock of the ages? David said that I've got that dedicated walk and I'm walking upright in my integrity before God. And in the midst of this situation that he could not figure out, he trusted the Lord. Let me preach to somebody who's got a situation that you can't figure out. You don't know what to do. You don't know why you're going through it. You don't know why they said that and you can't really figure it out. Amen. Come with me and see what David did. When he couldn't figure it out in his own mind, David said, I'm going to trust the Lord. I'm going to trust the Lord. I'm going to trust the Lord. I come to tell you today, you can trust in the Lord. When you're forsaken, when you get lied on, when you get done wrong, is there anybody want to witness this morning that God is faithful, that God will stand by you, that God will be your defense, and God will be your protection? I'm glad I can witness this morning, amen, that when sometimes people let you down and sometimes your best friends walk away from you and you got the wounds of a friend, you can go back to God in prayer and God will never do you anything but good. I said, oh, what a God I serve. I said, what a God I serve. And David said, vindicate me, Lord. Judge me, Lord. That's his testimony. But notice this, and I don't know if you can pray it today. I really don't know if you can pray what David prayed, but come with me and notice what he said. Verse number 2, when he talks about this dedicated walk before God, he said, examine me, Lord. Examine me, Lord. Prove me, Lord. Try me. Test me. I want you to look into the deepest part of who I am. I know you and I know each other on an outward level, but we really don't even know each other at all. But God has the ability to examine a man. God can know the thoughts and the intents of our heart. You believe that? Say amen. David said, try me. Test my reins and my heart. That word reins is a little bit of an unusual word in this text. Think about it for a second. David said, try my reins and my heart. I understand why he says my heart, but reins? What is the point? But that word reins is kind of an archaic Hebrew word that talked about the innermost part of a person. At other times, it's rendered in Exodus as the kidneys, or the innermost part of a person. And so David is saying, God, I want you to examine me on the very innermost part of who I am, all the way down to my heart and my kidneys. Just like when the Israelite would bring a sacrifice to that high priest, and that high priest would slay the animal, open the animal up. But they would only not look at the outside of the animal, but they would also look at the organs of that animal, as those organs were part of the sacrifice as well. And those organs had to be acceptable in that form of worship of well, or they would be disqualified as an acceptable sacrifice. Can I tell you, it's not just what's on the outside that has to be acceptable to God, but if you young folks will learn that it's got to be what's on the inside is acceptable to God as well. It's not just what I can see, but it's what I cannot see. I'm asking, that's why I said, I don't know if you can pray that today, but are there areas in your life you will not let God go? Are there areas in your mind you will not let God go? Are there areas in your heart that you will not let God go? But David said, open me up all the way to the depths of who I am. And I want you to see, God, that I mean it not just on the outside, but in the depths of who I am, in the very being, in the innermost part of who I am. I love you, Lord. I magnify you, Lord. Can I tell somebody today, it's more than lip service. It's more than just a shikamo shy on the outside. Amen. I love God in my mind. I love God in my heart. I love God in my spirit. Amen. I'll say it like David. I love him down in my reins, in the depths of who I am. Hallelujah. Amen. In your mind. Do you love God in your mind? Do you love him in your mind? Are you hearing me? Do you love him in your mind? Do you love him in your thought life? Do you love him in your spirit? Do you love him in your heart? That's where it's got to be. The old preacher G.D. Tucker always asked us in college, what are you thinking about when you're not thinking about anything? What are you thinking about when you're not thinking about anything? Where's your mind go? Where's your mind go? Where's your mind wander off? Are there some things there that are not right? Is there some jealousy? Is there bitterness? Is there carnality? Is there worldliness? Cut me open, God, and see who I am. That's a serious prayer. No wonder I say this morning, David had a dedicated walk. He had a prayer of integrity before the Lord. He said, I'm walking in mine integrity. I'm walking in mine integrity. Notice this discipline walk that he talks about in starting in verse number 4. It's not about just where your feet take you, but it's where your feet keep you out of. David said, I have not sat with vain persons or idolaters, neither will I go down with dissemblers. Catch this, hypocrites. David said, since you're not going to say amen, I don't have to preach for amens today, so I'm going to get down and meddle in your business. I have not sat with idolaters. I don't sit with anybody who doesn't put God first in their life. Because who is an idolater? An idolater is somebody that puts anything before their God. An idolater is somebody that has anything in front of God. Their money can be more important than God. Their family can be more important than God. Their time off can be more important than God. Not just a little statue. We talk about the Hindus and the Buddhists. I'll tell you, there's plenty of idolaters in America that don't worship a little statue, but they worship a quarterback, or they worship a point guard, or they worship a promotion, or they worship the president. Come on and say amen if you know how. They'll worship Congress. They'll worship anything and everything except God. Amen. But God help us today. He is not playing for second. He's not playing for fifth or tenth. He's got to be first. I said he's got to be first. No wonder the songwriter said, take this. this whole world. I said, take this whole world, but give me Jesus. And David said, my feet will not let me sit down with anybody that's a hypocrite. I can't sit there. I can't sit there with anybody that says they love God, but they don't love His word. They say they love God, but they don't love His people. I can't sit there with the hypocrite. Go ahead and have dinner with them, but not me. I want to be around somebody that's true and genuine. I want to be around somebody that's authentic and knows the joy of God and has the walk of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Just look around. Do you see a hypocrite this morning? Amen. Have you been eating with the hypocrite? Amen. Is there a hypocrite at your house? David said, don't let your feet hang out with them. Watch where you're walking. Said, I've not sat with vain persons. I've not sat with dissemblers. I've hated the congregation. I've hated the assembling together of evildoers. Those that just break things. The Hebrew word has the idea of just breaking that which is good. The transliteration comparison of the Greek word is where we get our English word pornography. David said, I hate the congregation. The assembling together of evildoers. Those that are just breaking down good things. I hate those that are breaking down the family, don't you? You say you hate them, you want them to go. No, I want them to get saved. But I hate what they're doing. And I don't have to partake of it. My feet have to make a decision. I will not partake. I will not go there. I will not be around that. I will not fellowship that. Amen. Can I tell you this morning, young man, young woman, can I tell you, mom and dad, can I tell you, saints of God, not only are we known by what we love, but we are also judged by what we hate. And there has to be a balance that we have to love the right things, but we have to hate the wrong things. I know some say, oh, he's narrow-minded. Look, here it comes, all that legalistic preaching. No, sir. Amen. You're known by what you love, but you're also known by what you hate. And there has to be a balance in your life that you love the things of God, but you hate those things that are against God. You hate those things that are against God's word. You hate those things that are tearing down our country. Can I tell you this morning, I hate divorce. I hate homosexuality. I hate lesbianism. I hate sin. I hate adultery. I hate, I wish I had a praying church this morning. I hate pornography. I said I hate it. I said I hate it. And I'll do anything I can to stand against it. And if you're a child of God, your feet don't want to go there. I said your feet don't want to partake of that. I don't want to sit down and watch that filth and watch that ungodliness. I said I want my mind and my eyes on the things of a holy God. I want my things walking in purity. I want my life walking close to the name of our God. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. There were definitely times in David's life he could not pray this prayer because he hid sin. To this point in his life, he is open before God and he said, I will not sit with the wicked. I will not sit with those that are hostile to God or morally corrupt. Those that say, well, everybody, it's 21st century. Everybody's doing it. You can't escape it. We're at the point, really, it's hard to stay sanctified and follow the news. I remember when I was growing up, used to check out at different, grocery stores or Kmart back before Walmart. And, they used to always have those magazines that, three aliens were spotted in Alabama last night, or five terrestrials out in California, that kind of stuff. If you'd have went to sleep and woke up now, what they say is news used to be on the cover of some of those magazines. It's not news. It's gossip. It's not news, it's filth. It's not news, it's a reproach. And as a child of God, I've got to guard my mind. As a child of God, woo, help me, Jesus. I'm out on a limb by myself. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God. Amen, amen. I tell you, I could probably count on one or two hands how much Fox News I've listened to this month. I know that shocks some of you, because it's like the Bible for the evangelicals. I'm going to tell you, there might be fake news to the left, but there's fake news to the right as well. Amen. I want to be biblical. I said, I want to be biblical. I want to be right. I want to be spiritual. And I'll tell you, some of that's just a bunch of tommy rot. It's just a bunch of filth. I don't even want to talk about it. I don't even want it in my mind. Amen. I don't, you can't, oh my God, I'm not just saying you got young kids. You got young kids, so you got to turn the news. I'm telling you, if you're a married man, you can't talk like that. If you're a married man, you can't think like that. If you're a married man, you can't dwell on those salacious details. But we are in a sex-crazed society. We are in a world that is so perverted. We're in a world that's so ungodly. And we want to knock hard on our young folks. I'm going to tell you, some of my young marrieds and some of my 50 and 60-year-olds, you've got as many immoral thoughts as about anybody on planet Earth. Amen. You can't dwell on that and stay sanctified. You cannot dwell on that and be a child of God. Amen. You can't go in the job and be talking about it with your co-workers. They may have to call you Amish. They might make fun of you, so be it. But when I stand before God, I want to be pure. I want to be holy. I want to be righteous. I want to be godly. And I tell you, friend, what we need is for the church to be the church. I said we need the church to be the church. We need one more time for the church to more worry about the church and instead of donkeys and elephants. Hallelujah. Glory. The term evangelical has been hijacked. I said the term evangelical has been hijacked. And the church has lost its identity. But if we're going to see a revival, it's going to come from the church. I said it'll come from the church. And David said, I will not walk there. I will not. Notice what he says from this point to the end of the chapter. Six times David said, I will. I will. I will. We are judged not just by what we don't do, but we are also judged by what we do. And David had a declared walk before God, and it is that privilege of integrity. Amen. Notice this. David said, I will wash mine hands in innocency. I will compass thine altar. I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving. But David said, my feet are going to take me to the house of God. My feet are going to take me into the presence of God. Can I tell you, if you really love God, if you really love God, you'll love coming to His presence. You'll love coming to church. Oh, hallelujah. You won't look for an excuse to stay out. Ah, you want to be in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I will compass thine altar. I'm going to walk about thine altar. Can I tell you, we really haven't had church until we come to the altar of the Lord. Sometimes I think our services, we're trying to entertain people. Because I know that, because when the preaching's done, shoo, out the doors. But it's all to bring us to the altar of the Lord. David said, I've got a declared walk. I will compass thine altar. I will walk about thine altar. I'll walk about the presence of God. But all of this is because he's been washed. Catch that. David said, once you've been washed, you'll want to come to the altar of God. Once you've been washed, you'll want to be in the presence of God. Now, if you're not saved, I understand you might not want to go to the altar and you might not want to go to church. But is there anybody in this building you're glad glad you're saved. You've been washed in the blood of the Lamb, and you're glad you can go to church. I said you're glad to be in the presence of God. I said I'd rather be in God's house right now. I'd rather be in the house of the Lord. Oh, somebody shout amen. I said you've been washed. I said you've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. And David said, I will lift up my voice with thanksgiving. I'll tell you how I know you're saved. You want to magnify God. Oh, with the voice of thanksgiving, with the voice of joy, with the voice of praise. I want to be thankful. I said, I want to be thankful. Anybody in this building right now, you just lift your voice and thank God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Has the Lord been good to you? Oh, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes. Oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Glory, glory. Oh, David said, I will lift up my voice. We use our voice for a lot of things this week. Nothing more important than lifting up our voice to God. I don't want to get out of order now, preacher. I like those dead, quiet services. Well, the only reason we have a dead, quiet service is we forgot about how good God has been. I said that's the only reason anybody would have a dead, dry service. But is there anybody, when you think back and think about how good God has been to you? I said, is there anybody that when you look back and see where God has brought you from, I said, you want to say thanks? You want to say praise the Lord? Anybody got a hallelujah? Anybody got a thank you, Jesus? When I look back and see where it brought me from, when I see that it brought me out of darkness, when it brought me out of sin, when it brought me out of this world, I said, oh, I'm saved this morning, washed in the blood of the Lamb. I've got a right to say thank you, Jesus. I've got a right to say hallelujah. Matter of fact, I got a praise for the Lord. If it had not been, I said, if it had not been for the Lord, I'd be lost. I'd be on my way to hell. But I stopped by to tell you today, why don't you give him praise? Why don't you give him praise? Why don't you bless his name? Why don't you bless the Lord? I said, bless your Redeemer. Why don't you bless your Savior? Why don't you bless your friend this morning? Oh, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Oh, thank you, Lord, that you woke me up this morning. I said, thank you, Lord, I had breath to breathe. I say, thank you, Lord, that I had clothes to wear. I say, thank you, Lord, I had a car to drive. I say, thank you, Lord, I had life in my body. I say, thank you, Lord. Yeah. Glory, glory, glory. Oh, I don't know who tweeted it out a few weeks ago, but several of you must have got it because I've heard it two or three times. And it was this: what if the only thing you got to keep today was the thing you praised God for yesterday? What if the only thing you had today was the thing you praised God for yesterday? What would you have? Oh, I said it all comes from the Lord. I said every good and perfect gift comes down from above. Why don't somebody take about 60 seconds and take some time and just start thanking the Lord? I said, why don't you thank the Lord? Oh, give him some praise and glory. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Oh, hallelujah. Some of you worried about being too loud or too vocal. Some of you worried about offending your neighbor. I tell you, I'd rather offend my neighbor than offend God by not giving God praise. I said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for health. I said, thank you, Lord, for strength. I said, thank you, Lord, for salvation. I said, thank you, Lord, my name's in the book of life. I said, thank you, Lord, you healed my body. I said, thank you, Lord, you saved my children. I said, thank you, Lord, you baptized in the Holy Ghost. I said, thank you, Lord. I said, thank you, Lord. I said, thank you, Lord. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Why don't you stand to your feet? Just give God praise. Oh, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Oh, my feet are going to take me to God's house. My feet are going to take me to the presence of God. And when I get there, I said, when I get there, I'm going to shout. When I get there, I'm going to clap my hands. When I get there, I'm going to rejoice in the Lord. Glory. Oh, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, can you bless his name?
Yes.
Oh, David said, oh, bless his name. I will bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord. I said, I will bless the Lord. I tell you, if you stopped off a few minutes ago in this message at the evildoers, if you stopped off with the idolaters and the hypocrites and the wicked, you're not going to be able to bless the Lord. But if you've been walking with the Lord, and if the Lord's been walking with you, somebody ought to be able to bless his name. I said somebody ought to be able to bless his name. Glory, glory, glory. That he woke us up this morning. God put strength in our body, breath to breathe, food to eat. I said, the Lord has been good. I said, the Lord, I said, he's been good. Hey, one more time, it feels so good. I'll say it again. I said, the Lord has been good. He's never done me nothing but good. Oh, somebody this morning, get your eyes on the Lord and say, I will bless, I will bless, I will bless the Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Find somebody who don't have their hands in the air. It's not praising the Lord. Ask them real quick. What are you waiting on? Ask them. Ask them. Find somebody who looks bored. Ask them. What are you waiting on? Ask them. Hey, ask them what they come to do today. Glory. Hallelujah. Ask them. What did you come to do today? Why do you look so bored? You're in God's house. I said, you're the child of God. Oh, bless his name. I said, bless his name. I said, bless his name. Glory. Woo! Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Glory. You hadn't used your voice in 6 months to praise God. It might have been a year since you lifted your hand to God. Oh, today'd be a good day just to lift your hand, lift your voice, and say, I bless the Lord. Glory. Ah, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Glory, glory.
The Lord is good. His mercy endures forever and ever. All generations, so I will stand up.
Go.
Sing praise, hallelujah.
Well,
I know the Lord is good.
Yes.
His mercy endureth ever and ever to all generation.
Well,
I will stand up. Sing praise, hallelujah.
Well, I know
the Lord is good. The Lord is good. His mercy endureth forever and ever. All generation, I will stand up, sing praise, hallelujah. Oh, the Lord.
We're getting ready to make an altar. I said we're getting ready to make an altar, but if there's something in your life you're trying to figure out, There's something in your life you don't know why you're being accused, or things are going on in your world that's dark and you don't have the answer and you can't figure it out. David gave us the solution. Put your trust in the Lord and keep doing what you know is right. Keep doing what you know is right. Keep walking in the right path. Amen. Don't listen to the counsel of the ungodly, but keep walking in the right road. Hear me this morning. Don't try to figure it out in your own mind, but put your trust in the Lord and say, I'm going to walk in my integrity. I'm going to walk before the Lord. I'm going to praise the Lord. I tell you, God will bring you out. I said, God will be faithful. If you're visiting with us this morning, our custom is to come around the altar. So if you're visiting with us, men and women alike, we want you to join us at this altar and bless the Lord our God. Give Him praise and glory. Amen, church, come on. Amen, let's lift our voice to the Lord right now. Come on, let's lift our voice to God. Hallelujah, God's faithful. I said God's faithful. God's going to bring you out. God's going to prove Himself. God's going to vindicate you. Glory, glory.
Mercy,
oh, God, we need heaven
ever,
this morning.
And ever.